It's Grandparents' Day, and so we are here to kind of celebrate and to honor Grandparents' Day. You never know what's going to happen, just the clomping feet and the dropping of the cup. Anyway, and so I think the hope, I think, for your kids is that this picture on the screen might be what Grandparents' Day could look like. Do you have the video? Sorry. The video. This could be what happens.
Would you like to come in? Are you here to visit? Hi. I guess they're tired of him.
They love you.
They
love
you.
Yay!
I tell you, you'll get a lot more help here than you will from them.
All right, let's go close the door.
Thank you.
So, if your doorbell rings, answer it. Your grandkids could be outside today. Our goal today is to honor grandparents, because you grandparents are a treasure from God, and I think that's been rehearsed in a number of ways and things that we've included in the service today, and so I want to kind of talk about that. But also today is another important day in just general American history. It's the first Sunday of football. Yes. For some people, football is awesome, and you love football, and you're excited about it. For other people, you get really excited about football until your fantasy football starts, team starts playing terribly. Pray for Lucas, because he's having a hard week so far already. But since it's football season, love you, he's going to mute me, so I pick and choose how I do that. But since it's football season and it's kind of starting, I thought I would kind of take Grandparents' Day and football and kind of put those things together. And so when we think about football, and you think about the football field as life, a football field is 100 yards long from goal line to goal line, and it's over 50 yards wide. Right? And so that distance, that 100-yard distance, is the distance that every team is trying to go and to cover. That's the goal. When you start with the ball, you're trying to get down to the other side of the field. But there's a really important thing, I think, that's undervalued or maybe not thought about enough on the football field. And that's the goalposts. And there are goalposts at each end of the field. And they're there for a strategic purpose. Because if those things weren't there, then people would just be running around aimlessly doing all kinds of things. And so coaches call the plays. Players can run up and down the field. They can run left to right. The crowd's cheering. But without the goalposts, there's no direction. There's no boundaries. There's no way to measure that there's success within that game without the goalposts. And so for us in our lives, grandparents serve as the goalposts for us. You're God's goalposts for your families. And so in the life of a grandparent, you may not be the one that's on the field. You may not be the one that's running up and down. You may not be calling the plays, in charge, doing all of the day-to-day things. But your life gives direction. Your life gives boundaries, and you provide a picture of things that we can aim for. And so this morning, as we talk a little bit, I kind of want to frame that context for us. And we're going to use 2 Timothy 1:5. We'll also be in Deuteronomy in a little bit. But I just wanted to stop and pray quickly before we get going to start us off this morning. So Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity. And God, I think in every Sunday, in every time we come into your house, this physical building or to a care group or wherever it is that we're celebrating or gathering in your name, there are things outside of the purpose of being there that are vying for our attention. So God, in those moments, wherever we gather, God, whether we're here in this space, whether those are gathering online, whether someone's watching this later, God, would we put those things aside to hear from you? Would you inhabit our time that we have this morning? It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So the first thing that I want to talk about when we think about goalposts is that goalposts provide direction. So no matter where you are on the field, no matter which team you are, in either direction you're going, there are goalposts that you want to go away from and goalposts you want to go to, right? So if you're on the offense, you don't turn around and go the wrong direction, right? Because then you're going to give points for the other team. You want to go towards your goalposts. And if you're on the defense, you're keeping them away from getting to your goalposts. But no matter where you are, a player is paying attention to a particular set of goalposts. So grandparents are the ones that give family direction through their steady faith and their values. You don't move every time something in the world changes. You are a fixed pillar in your family's life. And so you stay steady in the forever changing and uncertain world. So Deuteronomy 6, 5 through 7 says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up." So grandparents, when you talk about God's word with your family, when you pray with and for your grandchildren, when you share your wisdom, you are pointing them in the direction of God, in the right direction that they should travel. And you, like the goalposts, are never moving because you are firmly rooted and grounded in God first, in your own prayer life, in your own walk with God, in your own, you know, connecting to care groups, church, all those things. You are grounded so that you can then ground your family. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up children in the way that he should go. Even when they are old, they will not depart from it. For it's your consistency in faith that gives your family direction." And here's the thing. I think that we have to really be careful of, and I think this is true in kind of the general world that we live in. You need to be mindful, grandparents, of what you're pointing your family towards. In football, it only counts if you get across your intended goalpost. If you cross your line into the end zone, that's how you score points. But if the goalpost is not there, if it's knocked down, or if you turn around and you're going in the absolute wrong direction, it's not going to count. And so what you are pointing them for, what you are drawing them to, is super, super important. So in the same way, the way you live your life, the words that you share, how you talk, things you put on the internet, conversations you have in front of your grandkids, the question becomes, are you pointing them towards Jesus? Are you pointing them towards eternity? Or are we pointing them towards temporary goals that are only for here on earth? Paul says in Colossians 3:2, "Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things." And so grandparents, you are the thing that provides direction to your family. Are you pointing your family somewhere that is glorifying Christ? Or are we pointing them towards things that are here on this earth only? Be mindful of the influence that you have for your families. So grandparents provide direction, they give purpose, they give boundaries, they push them towards a particular goal, and then they provide the definition of success. So the second thing with a goalpost is it defines success. So in football, you have to cross that line of scrimmage. Most of us have been watching a football game and you see someone kind of peeling out and running around and they're diving just to get their finger, just to get the tip of the football in the corner of the end zone and get past that goalpost. Because if you don't do that, nothing happens. There's no points. We've all seen the plays and it happens so much more than it should, but we've all seen where a wide receiver, a running back, even someone on the defense has the ball. We're almost across the goal line and we start celebrating. We drop the ball right before we cross the finish line. And what happens? They're off dancing in the end zone, you know, not realizing how much of a fool they're going to be made on the internet for the rest of their entire lives, right? They're dancing and having fun and the ball's still sitting there and someone else goes, oh, and they just run back and everyone's down dancing, right? So you have to cross the goal line. You define as grandparents what success looks like, not from an earthly, worldly standard, but from a Christ-like standpoint. The world would tell us that success, money, achievements, popularity, all of these things that are temporary and won't go with us to eternity are the goal of what success looks like. But grandparents have the ability to remind us that true success is faith in Jesus and living for him. Paul would give us a clear example of the importance of this when he's talking to Timothy. And he says, to Timothy in 2 Timothy, he says, I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother and then in your mother. And I am persuaded now that it lives in you also. See, Timothy's faith didn't start with him. It wasn't organic to him as an individual, but you could trace it back down his lineage, up through his mother, and then to his grandparents. That's what success looks like. Generational handing down of the truth of living for Christ. In John 1:4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in truth. And grandparents, I get that, and I think it was alluded to, especially if you live in Florida, most likely your grandkids aren't here. And if they are here, you're blessed to hopefully have them, and hopefully they ding-dong ditch you today and drop them off and leave them with you. And pick them up at a respectable time, people, come on, okay? But you may not be on the field, you may not be the one calling the plays, you're not doing the drop-offs and the pickups and all of those things. And some of you may be doing some of that to help your families. But it's your influence that defines what winning looks like for your children and your grandchildren. So what are you doing? How are you influencing? How are you showing up? How are you caring? How are you modeling what the success looks like? So goalposts provide direction. Goalposts provide us the definition of what success looks like and how to get there and the importance of getting there. But goalposts also stand tall. So when you're sitting on the football field, you know where the goalposts are, not just because you know what a football field looks like, but you can see them because they're sticking up out of the ground. They're usually a bright color, and they are visible from wherever you are in the stadium. And so grandparents, stand tall in your faith with God. Be visible through testimony, through presence, through all of those things that God has given you. Be visible to your kids and to your grandkids. Grandparents, you have been through life. You have been through things that are where things have gone really well. You have been through hard times in your life. Raising your kids was maybe difficult at certain points. You've seen victories in Christ. You've seen challenges and trials, but you're still standing. The stories of things you have gone through is the testimony that needs to be left behind for the next generation. And I get sometimes that the things that you have been through, the situations you have overcome, the places you have gotten through, it's hard to go back and to rehearse and relive those things sometimes. But it's important to see in the darkness that the light of God was still walking with you. Psalms 92:14 says, they will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him. Paul instructed in Titus that the older men and women were to become the examples in faith and love and endurance and reverence to God. So grandparents, walk your faith, walk your journey with God in such a way that it's visible to see, for your grandkids to see. And if your grandkids aren't here for them to see it in person, then you better live it out through connection with them, whether that's through phone calls, text messages, video calls, social media. Find a way to make your walk visible to your grandchildren. Even when you think they aren't watching, even when you think they aren't listening, even when you think they've chosen a path in life that is counter to what you think is something that they should be doing. Stand tall. So in the moments when they need you, in the moments where they need to know that God is still with them, loving them, praying for them, that someone is still for them, they can look to see you. So make sure what you do, what you say, what you talk about is always bringing glory and pointing to Christ. It's always encouraging, supporting, loving, connected. Stand tall, be visible for your kids and your grandkids. And so I want to provide some encouragement as we continue through, and I'm not getting to the end, but I'll be there hopefully in a little bit. You might not be the one doing all the stuff, as I mentioned before. But the things you can do matter. How you pray for and with your grandkids matters. Your wisdom, the life lessons, the life skills and things that you can teach your grandkids matters. Showing up matters. It is not about stuff. It is not about stuff, it's about your presence. So how do you give your presence to your grandkids? So that, as the psalmist says, when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, says God. The power comes in giving your things to the next generation. Mighty acts for all to see. So grandparents, don't stop declaring the things that God has brought you through, the things that God is bringing you through. Don't pretend everything's okay when things are not okay. Show them the examples of what it looks like to walk with God even when things aren't okay. Don't stop sharing your stories of how God has healed and helped and sustained you in your trials. Don't stop praying over your grandchildren, not for what you want for them, but what God wants for them. So pray for them when they're on the right path. Pray for them when they're on the wrong path. Pray and show up even when they are doing things that you may not agree with. Sometimes you might not realize it. You might not think they're listening or hearing, but they're always watching. And your faith and how you respond, how you react, how you show up in all moments is gonna shape not only their life, but it's gonna shape the next one, right? Go back to Timothy's story. It wasn't just the faith of his mother, but it was the faith of his grandmother. And now Timothy had that faith, and so he could pass it down to the next, and it just keeps going down and down and down through the generations. Your actions and choices and the things you do and say have the power to drive them to Christ or the power to push them away. So choose the power to push them too. And so kids, grandkids, right? There's you know, things for you to remember here, kind of in this stuff as well. You're the ones that are on the field. You're the ones that are doing the look, but look towards your grandparents. Exodus 20:12 says, honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land that your God is giving you. This includes your grandparents. Honor and respect them. Proverbs 17:6, children's children are the crown to the aged, and parents are the pride of their children. So don't treat your grandparents like they're just spectators, right? Love them, make them spend time with you. Get on the calendar, whatever it is that you've got to do, right? They're not just out there watching, seeing your life. They shouldn't find out things on Facebook, and I'm talking to myself too, right? I need to be better about telling my mother things that are going on in my life. But they're not just spectators in the stands. They've got you to where you are. They're gonna help you to get through the thing. When you're having the trouble raising your wild kids, right? They raised you because you were a wild kid, so ask them what they did to help you not be so wild and crazy. So don't treat them like they're spectators in the stand. Recognize that they are a gift from God, pillars in faith. Learn from them, listen to them, honor them, have them pray for you, pray with them. All good gifts from God serve a purpose, so accept that they are a gift from God. And so in the grandparent life, in football, right, we do what after we score a touchdown? Well, it depends on who scored a touchdown. If your team scored a touchdown, what do? You cheer, you celebrate, you get excited, right? And so celebrate the victories you have with your entire family, grandparents included. The victories in faith, the victories in love, the victories in jobs, work, finances, all of those things. Celebrate those victories. Psalms 145:4 says, each generation should commend the work of the next. Tell of the mighty acts that you're doing. Celebrate those things. And so today we want to thank God for our grandparents. And so we have the small token of the bookmark that, again, isn't just a bookmark, right? But what does a bookmark do? It marks your place. It keeps you on track of where you're going, where you're reading. Not just in the page that you're on, but some people will take a bookmark and line for line and read to keep them on track in the line that they're reading. So thank God today for your grandparents, for the ways that they showed up, for the ways that they remind you of Christ, and the way that they stand firm in their faith. This football is one of not the most important things, but it's pretty close to the most important thing because we just talked about the goalpost being the most important thing. But this football can be thrown. The football can be carried. It can be fumbled. It can be kicked. It can be knocked out of bounds. There is a lot of things that can happen to this football within a 100-yard long and 50-something yard wide football field. But this football only has value when it crosses the goal line, when it crosses in between and past the goalposts. And so life can look a lot like the football field. We can spend days, weeks, months, years passing it back and forth, kicking things down, rolling around, being knocked down, getting back up again, doing all of those things. We may stumble and fall. But in the end, the one thing that matters most is that we are aimed at the right goal. So grandparents, you are the goalposts for your family. So stand steady and be visible. Don't move no matter how much society tries to get you to move, how things might change. Don't move. Even if your kids and grandkids are doing things that you just think are incredibly not smart and dangerous choices, all those things, don't move. Be firm, be steady. Be locked in to God in prayer, in devotion, in community. Be visible for everyone to see. Point towards the true victory of faith in Jesus Christ. And so today we want to celebrate and encourage grandparents. Thank you for everything that you do for our lives. We hope today our service was just a small blessing and token of our esteem for you because you are held in high esteem to God. And so today as we close, we just want to say a prayer, and as Pastor Dave and the worship team will come and lead us in a closing song, we want to just pray a blessing over our grandparents to continue to encourage them to keep us aimed towards the goal in Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for, God, in every stage of life, you see fit to provide a tool, a resource, a help, a guide for us. God, the life of Timothy is a model of what grandparents can do, the power of grandparents aiming us at the right direction and cause and purpose. So God, we don't know the story of every grandparent in this room. But God, some of us can trace our faith, our the important things, our values that we hold on to, we can trace those back across our families to our grandparents. For some of us in this room, we are grandparenting well. We feel connected, we feel encouraged, we feel supported. For some of us, we're grandparenting in places and in situations that we don't know how to do or handle. But God, the goal never changes. You set the goal for us so that we can set it for our families. So help us keep our eyes firmly fixed on you as our goalpost so that we can be the goalpost for our families as well. So thank you for the time that we've had. Thank you for the opportunity to celebrate our grandparents and the hard work that they do. God, continue to bless each one of them. Help them celebrate the victories, the scores, the things that their families are doing. And God, help us through the fumbling and all the things that happen within the field of play. Thank you so much for this time. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.